Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Cost of a full listing on the stock exchange can often be prohibitive for smaller or scaling companies. On top of that, there's the pressure of filing regular public accounts. So now, in conjunction with Guaranteed Irish, the Dublin Stock Exchange, or Euronext Dublin, has launched a Scale to Stay initiative alongside its new Access Market, which is cheaper and easier to use for medium-sized companies hoping to stay and grow in Ireland. But is the capital market here big enough to attract would-be investors? Niall Jones is the head of listings for UK and Ireland at Euronext and is on the line. Good morning, Niall.
Morning, Joe.
What is Scale to Stay?
Thanks, Joe. It's an initiative by Euronext and Guaranteed Irish designed to provide businesses with the necessary supports, resources and access to capital to scale their operations from a strong Irish base and headquarters. This means the jobs and IP will stay in Ireland. Guaranteed Irish alone have 2,300 members based in Ireland, most of which are SMEs, and a lot of them are family businesses thinking about succession planning. The next generation might need investment to scale to the next level, and this is where we can help. So as you said, we're introducing a new market for these types of businesses called Euronext Access, and we're targeting companies that might be valued at between 5 to 50 million euros. So many thousands of businesses are potentially in scope here.
Right. So it's for companies that couldn't afford a full listing necessarily, but they're trying to grow their business, get investors through some sort of listing, especially on the new Euronext Access. And will they have the same onerous responsibilities, though, if they go for the Euronext Access market?
Well, the listing is actually more flexible on some of the track record requirements and on the percentages of shares that need to be available to trade. So it gives a lot of flexibility to founders. There's some other specific features for trading, but as you said, it's a lower cost option for companies and still gives all the profile and other benefits of a listing, such as that access to permanent capital, liquidity for shareholders, and a good, obviously, strong recruitment and retention tool for employees.
What about the cost differences? What are the cost differences if you choose to go for access rather than a full listing?
Yeah, I suppose it's very much a function of the value of the companies. So it is kind of tiered, but companies can list for a minimum of 6,000 euros on the access market. Mm. So it's a very competitive fee schedule for SMEs.
Mm. What about quarterly returns? Will you still have that obligation?
No, you have half-yearly reporting on both the access and growth markets. So, that's kind of a regular in the Irish market. So, you know, I think people are aware of the kind of quarterly returns in the US. So it is a little bit more onerous. But here in the UK and Ireland and Europe, it's very much on a half-yearly basis.
Yeah, but Euronext Access won't reduce the huge professional fees that they might incur, whether that's legal fees or auditing fees or brokerage advice.
Well, yeah, no. Interesting. We operate the access market in Paris, Brussels, and Lisbon already, and we have nearly 180 companies on the market. So there is a set of advisors that are very much attuned to the market, and we've seen some international advisors join the Dublin market in recent months as well. So a number of advisors from Spain, for example, and the whole advisory network in Europe is open to the companies here.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be providing some sort of brokerage advice though, won't you?
We as a stock exchange won't be actually providing that advice, but we can point companies in the direction of who can help them with their requirements.
Now, I asked this at the start. Is the capital markets deep enough here for companies? Because one of the reasons why there were so many delistings a few years ago of major Irish companies and they relisted in the States was they said that the markets weren't deep enough here.
Well, I suppose we would argue that we have a very deep capital market within kind of from global base, but we have seen a positive funds flow into Europe in recent months with all of the unease in the US.
Oh, have you? So that's a direct result of the Trump decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge funds flow into Europe as a whole, but specifically for this access market, we do see the target market being small cap fund managers for these companies. But there's also a new generation of family offices in Ireland, and we think they'll be very keen to look at small growth companies that list on access, because they'll be able to trade them when they want, and they won't be illiquid like other private market investments that they might have. Also, obviously, retail investors and employees could be a key feature for these types of companies as well.
Does the emergence of private markets, non-listed markets, worry Euronext?
No. We're following developments in this space internally, and the European Commission have indicated that they'll do a consultation on it later in the year. However, from our perspective, the benefits of a full listing is the ability to raise fresh capital for the company and the comfort it gives to investors around corporate governance and general reporting.
And I mentioned some of the big Irish names such as CRH and Smurfit delisting from Dublin, and that was a blow to Euronext Dublin. I presume you're watching other big companies carefully to make sure that they're not going to delist.
Absolutely. I mean, we work with all of the companies on the exchange. And I suppose not to talk about any specific companies, but those companies that did move would have had a strong US basis. But they had grown to be 20, 30, 40 billion euro companies from their listings here. So they obviously, I think we're keen to celebrate their success.
Well, best of luck with this new initiative called Scale to Stay alongside Guaranteed Irish. And so if you are interested in growing your business and maybe thinking of a listing, maybe you can consider the Euronext Access Market. That's Niall Jones there, the head of listings for UK and Ireland with Euronext. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.